We've been very fortunate that we've had a good spread of risk across the eastern seaboard of Australia, and this week we'll be making payments to growers in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. The largest of the three payouts is $944,000, and with the others in the mid-300s. So it's very exciting for those farmers that, unfortunately, due to the climatic conditions of 2014, were not able to break even. They took out an insurance policy, and they've been able to break even with the insurance payout.
So what does it cover for them?
Effectively, you take an insurance policy out to protect a level of revenue in your business, which aligns with the costs that costs you to operate your farm. So the aim of the program is to make sure that you buy enough insurance cover to cover your full cost of running your farm.
How many of the 29 farmers in total which took out your insurance package are now able to claim?
Oh, we've actually got 8 people that are claiming this year, so it was a pretty ordinary year across Australia.
A US expert in crop insurance says no private multi-peril crop insurance has survived beyond a year, and you'll be looking for government subsidies, will you?
No, we're more than happy for the government to help Australian farmers get into the program. And I would totally agree with the US that every historic model has not been able to survive. What differentiates this model from anything else that's been on the market before? It's the way that we underwrite, and we spend a lot of time truly understanding the farmer's financial position and their volatility within their business and their real risk profile, just like a bank would in terms of assessing whether they're going to give you a loan. We go through an even more forensic due diligence to make sure that we are accurately assessing the risk of each individual farmer.
But there will be no way that you could survive with a small number of farmers taking out insurance. You'll need more premiums, won't you?
Not necessarily, because it's all relative to the risks that you take. So it's all proportional. However, I mean, to make the program sustainable, yes, we certainly need to see a much greater uptake in Australian farmers.
How many do you think you need?
Oh, look, we're very comfortable with as low as a program of just over 100 farmers. However, with the farmers that are now coming into the program, we're hoping to get more.
But how big a risk profile can you have? You need to be able to spread right across Australia so that at least you don't have too many claims each year.
Well, it's like any insurance program. You have to work with the geographic limitations. And particularly with Australia, we're very fortunate with the geographic spread that we've been able to achieve with just our initial season, and we look to continue to maintain that geographic spread, because that's the most important, more so than the number of clients that you actually have in the program.
One of the failings of multi-peril crop insurance is that there is a risk private insurers will have to pay out quite a deal of money. There needs to be a stop-loss provision. Will there be on this?
Well, look, the industry has made recommendations to the federal government through the white paper submission process, requesting for the government to take on board that exact question, that the federal government should look at integrating a stop-loss position for multi-peril-based policies in Australia. And we welcome that policy suggestion, because not only by mitigating the super catastrophic risk that may occur, it will put downward pressure on the premium pricing. So it's a real win-win for everybody if the government is prepared to participate in making rural Australia sustainable.
But how big are the premiums for those farmers who take out your insurance?
Well, our premiums reflect basically the same price the average person in society would pay for the income protection. So last year, the national program averaged at exactly 8% of sum insured, which is incredibly good value for money when you consider the value that some people have seen in their payouts just in their first season.
How do you make sure that across 10 years you can keep the actuarial fair price at a minimum, so that it's not costing the farmer too much and too big a risk for the insurer?
That's a delicate balance of every insurance program. You've got to make sure that it's fair for both parties, both the global reinsurers and also the farmers. And so at the end of every year, we do actuarial analysis. As we get more and more data in, we can refine our pricing and make sure that it's a little bit like the fine-tuning on your television set. So we're very, very comfortable. We wouldn't have this program in Australia if the actuarial analysis wasn't sound, because the insurance companies would not have participated on the program.
So this first payout is for $940,000 to a Queensland farmer. What are the extent of payouts to Victorian farms?
As you well know, Victoria had an extremely bad season in 2014. And for all our clients in the Western Victorian region, which was all the clients that we had in the state of Victoria, they will receive payouts this year. What's such good news about that is that it shows that our program is built so that we can deal with the statewide devastation that occurs from time to time. And that's what's so good about this concept, that we do have the global insurance backing to make sure that people are always paid.
Lativo, you have run this program for 1 year. You say that there is a model in Canada that does work, in contrast to what Vince Smith says about the subsidised program there. What is the model in Canada?
The model in Canada, which Lativo is associated with, has been trading for four seasons now and has never received $1 of government or provincial subsidies in Canada. And yes, there are plenty of other programs that are subsidised, but this is the evidence that this program has longevity and it is sustainable because of the way we do the individual underwriting on a per grower basis. All the other models that are shire based require government subsidies because they are not able to classify the risk correctly with the individual farmer. Every Australian farmer knows that the clouds aren't square. Every farmer farms different. You can get under a rain, you can not, you can sow on time, you can sow late. There's a multitude of things that can determine what happens. So every farmer is different. We have not had one farmer in Australia where neighbour to neighbour gets offered the same coverage. It always varies.
So when you hear criticism that no multi-peril crop insurance has ever worked without government subsidies, what's your response?
Check your facts. There actually is. That statement was accurate 5 years ago. It is not accurate today. There is a commercial model in Canada that's been trading for four seasons, and I asked those people that make those statements to do their research.